13. Me, an alcoholic? Alcohol's ringer squeezed this author, but he escaped quite whole.
When I try to reconstruct what my life was like before, I see a coin with two faces. One, the side I turned to myself and the world, was respectable, even in some ways distinguished. I was father, husband, taxpayer, homeowner. I was clubman, athlete, artist, musician, author, editor, aircraft pilot, and world traveler. I was listed in Who's Who in America as an American who, by distinguished achievement, had arrived. The other side of the coin was sinister, baffling. I was inwardly unhappy most of the time. There would be times when the life of respectability and achievement seemed insufferably dull. I had to break out. This I would do by going completely bohemian for a night, getting drunk, and rolling home with the dawn. Next day, remorse would be on me like a tiger. I'd claw my way back to respectability and stay there until the inevitable next time. The insidiousness of alcoholism is an appalling thing. In all the 25 years of my drinking, there were only a few occasions when I took a morning drink. My binges were one-night stands only. Once or twice during my early drinking, I carried it over into the second day, and only once that I can remember